Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show, because that's my name. Today I'm going to talk about how to roast a chicken without any pants on. Without the chicken's pants on, not your. You have to wear pants. No, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Welcome to the program. Relax. I will take it from here. All you need do is sit there and listen, and I will fascinate you with various stories and facts and all kinds of amazing things. I'm going to do a backflip into the pool that I don't have, which can hurt. I've never backflipped in my life unless I was like tripped over something by mistake and nearly killed myself. Otherwise, I don't do things like that. I am probably, of all the people on the earth, the one that is most cautious about not doing stupid things. I have never backflipped. I've never done a handstand because I figured, what's the point of that? That's not a natural way of standing upside down. Did you ever see this commercial? Oh my God. Did you ever see this commercial where they have this exercise piece of equipment and you lie on it like a lounge chair, and it flips you upside down so that your head is on the floor and your feet are at the ceiling, and all the blood goes rushing to your head, and you feel like you're going to pass out, and that's an exercise. Apparently, for some reason, there's a theory that if you're totally upside down, that's good for you. And I can't feel my feet because there's no blood in the bottom of my body is now the top. What the hell? The crap that they sell us, it's unbelievable. I didn't buy that one, but I've fallen for many of these exercise equipment things. I got the little step thing, you know, it's like, it looks like the pedals on a car, the brake pedal and the gas pedal, and you alternate and you sit in a chair and you step on these pedals, and that's supposed to give you exercise while you sit in the chair. Obviously stupid. I bought one. I used it for, I think, 20 to 25 seconds, and then I realized I've just wasted my money. Now I'm in a position where to return it is going to cost me about $20 in shipping costs. So what do I do? Well, I kept the damn thing. I have a closet full of, there should be a sign on the closet that says, I kept the damn things because I was too lazy to return them. And that's what these companies want. They want you to be too lazy to return them. It's, I'm serious, man. I don't understand it. Some of this crap that I've bought. Do you have a junk drawer in your house? I know you do. I've been to your house when you weren't home. And I know that you have junk drawers. You have them in every room of your house. There's a drawer in your bureau of investigation, in your chest of drawers. I don't know why it has anything to do with a chest. There's no drawers in my chest. You've got something in every room that is full of junk. It's stuff that you bought and you were fascinated by it momentarily. You lost interest in it almost immediately, and you'll never see it again. So you have a drawer that has all this junk in it. It's called the junk drawer. Oh my God, how do we come up with that name? In that drawer, you will find no less than 50 pens. 50 pens. These are pens you got for free. I don't know how old you are, and to be honest with you, I don't care. Because it doesn't matter. Those of us that were around for a period of time, when we used to go into a bank, do you remember going into a bank? Yeah, they used to have banks. We used to go into the bank and make deposits and withdrawals and things like, I know, we don't do that anymore. We just scan things. You know, there's no reason ever to go to a bank for anything. Nobody writes checks anymore. I mean, I do because I'm older than you. But kids, they don't write checks. They flash their boobs and it gets paid accordingly. I don't know. Scanning, everything is being scanned. Anyway, so I used to go to the bank, and when I wanted to write out a deposit slip or something like that, or endorse a check, I know you don't know what that means. There was a pen, but the pen would be chained to the desk, to the counter. So you couldn't take the pen because people apparently were taking pens and banks were going out of business because the loss of pen revenue. So they chained the pen to the bank. So you could use their pen, but you can't leave with it. That's how precious things were in those days. Now, every company, everywhere you go, they give away pens because it has their name on the pen, you see. And companies think that when you use their pen, you automatically look at the side of the pen and go, oh, Dr. Robinson gave me this pen. I love that doctor. I'm going to go to that doctor more frequently now. What? Oh, this is a wonderful writing pen. Is that a Bic pen? Is that a Bic pen or a... What kind of Remington pen? What kind of pen is that? It's a A1 Real Estate pen. A1 Real Estate. They have the best pens. We're going to have to buy a house from them. I don't understand the purpose of that. But anyway, that's why we have so many free pens. It's the opposite of the bank. Now banks say, yeah, go on, take a pen. Do you like the pictures on the wall? Take a picture home. I don't care. Do you like that chair? Take the chair home. I don't care. So now I have too much stuff. So in my junk drawer, at least in one of the rooms, there's 50 to 60 pens in there. Out of the 50 or 60 pens, 3 or 4 of them write. The rest of them, they went bad years ago. And I'm talking about pens from 1927. I mean, the pens don't go away. They just accumulate. They appropriate to... it's not even the right word. They multiply into other pens. That's in my junk drawer. There is junk in my junk drawer. There's just stuff that I bought that I have one of those foam red clown noses. I don't know where it came from. I didn't have any clowns over to the house that I remember in my life, but I've got a clown nose in there. I must at some point have bought a clown nose for some purpose. I can't imagine what it was. Maybe it was some type of strange naked sex party I had. Wear nothing but a clown nose. Oh, sexy, sexy. Yeah, that's in there. The business cards from businesses I've never really even done business with. It's just in case someday I needed that service, I had a business card. Never used them. That's in my junk drawer. Pen holders and keychains up the ass. Ladies and gentlemen, I have keychains up my ass. That junk drawer is just full of unbelievable crap. stuff that I bought that I just really did not hold my, it's just junk. And you multiply that by the number of rooms you have in your house, and that's how many junk drawers you have. And when this pandemia social experiment began, the first thing that popped into my mind was, this is a great time for me to go through all my junk drawers in my house. No, it just accumulated more junk is all that happened. I started buying more stuff that I don't need. And I try to stop myself, but doesn't work. We're all going through this, you know, this we're all on the same boat. Yeah, it's a Titanic, I get it. We're on the same boat. It doesn't really mean anything other than all your frustrations. Yeah, I'm feeling them too. I mean, not yours specifically, but in other words, we're all over frustrated. Here's the biggest problem with this thing is this pandemia association. Here's the biggest problem. We feel like we're being contained, and we're not used to that. Americans have this theory in their head that I can do anything I want, anytime I want, get out of my way, asshole. That's our, and it's great to be an American in that sense. Like, I'm entitled to everything and I will get it. It's not a pretty attribute at all, but we've all had that. And I don't care what culture you're from or whatever. You still go with that attitude where I will get anything I want if I can afford it. If not, I will get it anyway. I am entitled to everything. And with this pandemia association, all of a sudden we're restricted. We're restricted. Don't walk near people without a mask. Don't stay a good 20,000 feet from them. Don't be in a room with people. Don't do this, don't do that. If you do, you or your loved ones could die. That's rather restrictive. And Americans are not used to that. It's extremely important, and you've got to do it. But there's a whole bunch of the population in this country that basically raises their middle finger and says, nah, I'm okay. You selfish little bastards. So it's the restriction. It's not doing everything. It's the fact that you can't do everything if you wanted to or if you were able to.
You can't. You can't do that right now. Well, I want to go to the movie. You can't go to the movies right now. Well, then I want to go out with all my friends and have a party. You can't do that right now. Well, then I want to pick my nose constantly.
You can't do that right now.
Well, then I want to have sex with it.
You can't do that right now.
Well, then I want to meet somebody and form a relationship.
You can't do that right now.
Well, then I want to eat food off the floor that fell out of
You can't do that right now. There's a whole list of things you can't do right now. Now, on top of that, I'm being very conscious not to get fat. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to have a fat problem. So I'm trying not to eat fatty stuff. Can't do that right now. I mean, when this whole thing is over, I don't want to walk around weighing like 700 pounds. Ron, what happened to you? You let yourself go.
Yeah, because there was nothing to do but eat.
Even when I go to the supermarket. I'm going down the aisle the wrong way, apparently. They have arrows on the floor. I mean, they've just run short of putting up traffic lights and yield signs. Supermarkets have become traffic merge centers. And frequently, I'll see myself going down the aisle the wrong way. Do you have that where you live? They have things on the floor, you know? They constantly show me what 6 feet away from people is by putting markers on the floor. It's just, I'll go down any aisle I want. I just want to go like a third of the way down the aisle to get the dog food. Then you have to go all the way around, go down this aisle, make a right, and then go up that aisle,
But I just want to go down the aisle. You can't do that right now. You can't do that right now. Wow. That's a problem. I'm going to have some people over to the house. You can't do that right now. Oh, my God. Oh. Well, you know what? I've been stressed out. I want to take a trip. I want to go to Paris. No, you can't do that right now. Well, then I want to go to England. I can't do that right now. Well, then I'm gonna book a vacation. Can't do that right now. That's what it is. That's what's driving us nuts. You can't do that right now. You will, but not right now. And that's what's driving us crazy. It's the restrictions. A real person, a real adult, an adult who can process things says, okay, for now, I can handle this. It's the inane, stupid people in this country who act like two-year-old children who still have this attitude, well, I'll do what I want, I don't care about anybody, including the guy in the White House. He has that same attitude. Let me tell you something. When you were a child, when you went to school, when you were sitting in the classroom, were you able to stand up in the classroom while the class was going on and start taking your pants off? No, you can't do that right now. You're in class. Well, at home, I can just take my pants off. I can say to myself, I don't feel like wearing pants right now. I'm going to walk around the house in my underwear. Okay, you're in your house. Go for it. Go for it, man. No one's going to stop you. There's nothing wrong with that. We all do it. We wear our pajamas when we go to bed. Some of us go to bed naked. Raise your hand if you go to bed naked. Why, you crazy person, you. Come on. Can't do that in a classroom. The teacher will stop you immediately. Hey, Johnny, put your pants back on. What the hell are you doing? You can't take your pants off in the middle of the class. Go to the principal's office and put your pants on. You're restricted. You can't do that. We all know that. We all know that there are restrictions in life and we live with them. Now we have a lot more than usual temporarily. This separates the adults from the children that never grew up. And that silly American attitude, I'll do what I want when I want to do it and no one's going to stop me. I got a little clue for you. There's other people on the planet besides you. Try to keep that in mind at all times. Make a bumper sticker out of it. There's other people on the planet besides me. Screw them. Nice. That's nice. That's how we're all in the same boat with a bunch of idiots. All right. Thank you very much. I mean, seriously, am I right? How did I get to this, talking about junk drawers? I have no idea whatsoever. There's some connection. I can't figure out what it is. But how are you doing, right? We all feel restricted. We all are frustrated by that. So, you know, let's have that in common at the very least. That's probably all we do have in common, hopefully. To treat each other with respect, especially during these weird times. And what a great time to be a dog, though, huh? Are you a dog? What a great time to be a dog. I'm not talking about people that call you a dog because you're dog-like. I'm talking about actual dogs. What a great time for them. Their people they're around their people more frequently now. Not all of us are going to work 8 hours a day anymore. We're working from home. It's going to be like that for a while, even when this thing clears up. Companies have said, this isn't a bad idea with the home working thing. Working from home is not so bad. It's demoralizing socially, but you don't really have to wear pants. Here's how you know if you're depressed or not. if you're wearing the same clothes every single day, because what's the difference? No one's going to see me anyway. You're getting depressed. That was the one thing about going to an office or going to a job every day. First of all, most people had jobs. And secondly, you had to change your clothes every day because in the back of your mind, you're saying to yourself as you're getting dressed in the morning, assuming you did, you said, I can't wear that. I wore that yesterday. Or I can't wear that. I wore that 3 days ago. Everybody in the world will know that I wore this 3 days ago. That's the mindset that we had, you see, where every day was fresh and exciting and new. Now every day is the same and not new. It's like, you know, remember that movie, Groundhog Day? You remember that movie, don't you? Don't you? Every day was the same. Exactly the same. It was the same day replayed over and over again. We're in a Groundhog Day movie. All of us. We are. It's true. I literally sometimes don't know what day of the week it is. And because this week we had a national holiday, Labor Day, and again, congratulations to the pregnant women. You'll be in labor soon. God love you. Great holiday. Because Labor Day is on a Monday, Tuesday seemed like Monday. Monday seemed like Sunday. Now today, I believe, I'm not sure, I think it's Wednesday, it seems like Tuesday. How long is this going to go on? How long until I catch up with myself? But Labor Day or no Labor Day, every day seems pretty much exactly the same. Because they're not any different anymore. And, you know, that's why, I mean, we have listeners in California. I know we do. I hear from you. You're crazy people, you and your kale and all your salad stuff. I understand. And you got your problems, man, with that fire stuff going on. Holy crap. That's, wow. That's almost as bad as it gets. But there's no change in season. You're celebrating Christmas in your shorts, wearing a Hawaiian t-shirt. I mean, Hawaiian t-shirt. What the hell is that? Wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's with a layover your neck. I mean, I got a layover in Chicago. Yeah, my plane. There's no change of season. I could not handle that. I need a change every once in a while. I mean, I change my underpants every day. I need change. Not to the point where I stand on a street corner with a violin case open saying, excuse me, I need change. That's different. I'm not talking about that. But I need change of seasons. I mean, just change of stuff. Every once in a while, I'll move a chair from one position to another position so I can get a different perspective from that chair. Just something different for a change. Something different. I've told this story before. When I was younger and I used to go to school, I was fascinated and obsessed with bologna sandwiches. Bologna, I don't even know what bologna is. I think an animal sacrifices itself and some kind of strange American ritual, and then takes all its parts and smashes it into a bologna loaf. I don't know what's in that thing. I know there's a lot of sodium and a lot of preservatives, and then there's the bologna, and even that is spelled wrong. It's the most screwed up thing ever. We can't spell it. We can't say it properly. We don't know what's in it, and yet I was obsessed with it. I wanted bologna ever. Bologna on Wonder Bread. Oh, my God. That was my nemesis. Bologna on white Wonder Bread. Oh, my God. Just talking about it. Wow. Every day I had this. I was obsessed with it. And I wanted it every day. And you know why I wanted it every day? Did I love bologna? Yeah. But it was more, was it habitual? No. It was a foundation. When I was eating my bologna on Wonder Bread, it was like coming home. Everything is fine. This is what I do. I'm good now. I'm with my bologna and Wonder Bread. It was my foundation. We all need a foundation. Maybe your apartment is your foundation. Your home is your foundation. Your relationship is your foundation. Your siblings are your foundation. Your bologna on Wonder Bread sandwich is your foundation. We all need a foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going through right now, both politically and socially, has no foundation. Every once in a while, I want to eat bologna on Wonder Bread. I figure that will solve everything, but then I realize that as an adult, that doesn't solve anything. It just gives me strange diseases and screws up my organs, and I don't need that right now. I think that's what we're all feeling. We have no foundation. The floor is shifting from under us as we stand there. It's a perpetual backflip. It's one of those exercise things that turns you upside down so all the blood rushes to your head and out of your feet. It's one of those things. We have no foundation. That's why every once in a while when I go to the supermarket, obeying the arrows on the floor, I will pass by the deli counter like some type of obsessed drug addict, some alcoholic that swore never to touch alcohol before, yet you drive by a liquor store. Well, I walk by the deli counter, and I see those people behind the counter, fully able to give me my bologna, the way I like it, thin sliced. And then I walk to the bread aisle, following the arrows, and I see Wonder Bread. I thought that was gone. I thought that was a thing of the past, like dinosaurs. Now, it's on the shelf again, with the little red balloons. Wonder Bread in the bread aisle. Bologna at the deli counter. My foundation. But then I realized, no, dangerous, danger, Will Robinson. All right, raise your hand if you understand what I just said. Seriously, this is a good test right now. I don't give a crap what I was talking about. This is a good test right now. This is to decide how old you are. I'm not going to count the rings around your stomach or anything. This decides how old you are. When I say danger, Will Robinson, do you know what I'm referring to? If you do, that's a generation. If you don't, that's a generation. And the two shall not meet. Danger Will Robinson was from a TV series that sucked back in the 60s called Lost in Space. You have no idea what I'm talking about still, do you, millennials? We can still get along. We have a lot of things in common. We both like the same foods. We're both going through the same thing now. But we're different. We came from different places. Danger Will Robinson defines that. I also don't think that millennials have a fascination for bologna sandwiches, on Wonder Bread specifically. I like to put mustard on my bologna. No mustard. Just bologna and Wonder Bread. Let's fuck this up with the mustard thing. Yeah, mustard's great for you. Low-calorie food. I get it. But you're screwing with it. How about a little swath of mayonnaise? Maybe but you're still taken away from the essence of that bologna sandwich. I think you realize as much as I do at this point that the show really should be over now, that I've milked this cow to death. But fear not, because I'm going to be back tomorrow with a brand new show. I'm not kidding you. I will be. And at that point, who knows what's going to happen. Have yourself a wonderful day. Yeah, you're very special to me. I'm special to you. That's as far as this relationship really should go at this point, or ever. As long as we understand that, I think we're good. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.